It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep with Renee Montaigne. The Democratic candidates for president laid themselves open for many questions about their faith. They stopped over the weekend at Messiah College. That school hosted Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama just outside Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And the discussion began with a statement Obama made relating to faith. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The event was called the Compassion Forum. The focus was on faith and religion. But the first question to each candidate dealt with Obama's statement last week that economically pressed small-town voters, quote, get bitter. They cling to guns or religion, he said, as a way to explain their frustrations. For three straight days, Senator Clinton has hammered Obama, and last night she called the remarks out of touch and patronizing. She used the topic to drive home what has become a main theme of her campaign, that Obama will have a difficult time appealing to the kind of voters a Democrat will need in November.
That has nothing to do with him being a good man or a man of faith. We had two very good men and men of faith run for president in 2000 and 2004. But large segments of the electorate concluded that they did not really understand or relate to or frankly respect their ways of life.
45 minutes later, Senator Obama had his turn on the stage. He acknowledged that his words may have been clumsy.
What I was saying is that when economic hardship hits in these communities, what people have is they've got family, they've got their faith, they've got the traditions that have been passed on to them from generation to generation. Those aren't bad things. That's what they have left.
This event was unusual in that it's not the kind of forum Democrats have embraced in past presidential elections. Republicans have aggressively courted voters by talking about religion and Christian values in ways Democrats have not. Last night, both candidates tried to broaden Democratic appeal on religion. Here's Senator Clinton.
The incredible demands that God places on us and that the prophets ask of us and that Christ called us to respond to on behalf of the poor are unavoidable. And it's always been curious to me how our debate about religion in America too often misses that.
Obama, meanwhile, spoke of how common ground might be achieved even on an issue as difficult as abortion.
It requires us to acknowledge that there is a moral dimension to abortion, which I think that all too often those of us who are pro-choice have not talked about or tried to tamp down. I think that's a mistake.
The forum did give each candidate the opportunity to simply talk about their faith. Obama defended the separation of church and state, but stressed that it's okay for faith to play a role in public life.
Imagine Dr. King, you know, going up before in front of the Lincoln Memorial and having to scrub all his religious references, or Abraham Lincoln in the second inaugural not being able to refer to God.
Senator Clinton, meanwhile, was asked, does she believe God wants her to be president?
I could be glib and say we'll find out, but I don't presume anything about God.
It should be noted that future Republican nominee John McCain was invited to participate in the forum on faith. He declined, citing a scheduling conflict. McCain had little to gain from such a forum, and it could be that he simply chose not to risk saying anything that could distract from a Democratic battle that he's happy to see drag on. Don Gagne, NPR News, Harrisburg.